everybody. This is Ryan.
And this is Alan.
And we are the No Nonsense Podcast. Today's affirmation is, make a note to yourself, struggle does not equate failure.
No, you know what? That's good to know. Because I've struggled my entire life.
Not entire, entire.
Yes, and I'm sorry, but it is good to know I'm not a failure. But, when you know, earlier we were talking about struggling, and I was we brought up The Color Purple.
Yes.
And that's one of my favorite movies of all time. That was
you know
struggle.
What it is? That was that movie was so real, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they touched on domestic violence. Yeah. They touched on what's considered femininity. They touched on black culture, of course.
And then when Danny Glover married her, wasn't she underage or...
Yeah, but that's what happened back then,
yeah,
man.
I know.
Like, seriously. And honestly, Danny Glover, that movie convinced me. Somehow I made up in my mind that Danny Glover was a horrible person. But it wasn't until, like, the Lethal Weapon series that I realized, okay, yeah, you know what? I prefer him as the retired, done with your crap. I'm on the edge of retirement, so don't mess with me. But done with your crap attitude.
How can you be on the edge of retirement for 4 movies?
Honey, it's possible. And let me tell you, you want to hear a little story?
Yeah.
Story time with Ryan.
Wait, yeah, you have to go Grandma Golden Girl.
Oh, Sophia, picture this. 1813 Sicily. No, honestly, this was back home. This is Illinois. And you want to talk about the edge of retirement. I met a real life... What's Danny Glover's character name in Lethal Weapon?
You know what? That is a good... it's not Murtaugh. Is it Murtaugh?
Honey, I don't know.
I think he goes by like Sergeant Murtaugh.
Murtaugh. Okay. Because like not trying to be weird or anything.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way, anybody. But if it ain't a black movie or it's not a superhero or like a Marvel Universe movie, I don't know the quote.
It's been like 10 years since I've seen any Lethal Weapon.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, seriously. Like Beverly Hills Cops, I could quote that. Coming to America. Every scene. What do you want? Give me a scene and I'll do it. But anywho, let me get back to the basics.
Yes, so, this is a good story.
And anyone who went to school with me growing up back in Illinois, grade school, if you know who this is, I'm not going to say his name, hit me up because here's the thing. I had a history teacher who was always, he seemed like he was on the brink of retirement. But the thing with him is he was always quitting smoking. He wore the nicotine patch. He chewed Nicorette gum. He chewed tobacco. He smelled of chewing tobacco and his fingers were like stained with like, cause you know, he rolled his own cigarettes, right? So his fingers smelled like tobacco.
Yeah, my grandfather did that.
Straight up old school. He had gray hair. He had the ponytail. He had the beard. Y'all know who this is. But this guy here was always done with your stuff. He was super nice. But the thing is, he had a very short fuse. So what he would do is, his whole thing was respect. And if you didn't get it, if you didn't give it, then you were punished. Well, not like corporal punishment or anything like that.
Well, what you told me, it was darn close to it.
No, it was hilariousness. So remember back in the day when you had to sit in class and like the teacher would like point on everyone down the line, like each person would read a paragraph and so on and so forth.
I used to pray, please don't get to me.
That wasn't me. me. I was like the complete opposite. I was just like this super nerd that's like, yes, I will read this paragraph. And do you want inflection on this? Because you're going to get it. Like, you're going to get quality narration.
You might have been a nerd, okay? But you know what? You're not one of those nerds that would be like, oh, Mrs. So-and-so, I think you forgot about the homework.
Oh, no. Oh, no, honey.
I know that.
I had other things to do. Like, I don't know, basketball sports practice. Yeah. Or, you know.
Turning people down. No, I can't go out with you.
Anywho, you're such a good hype man, dude.
That's right.
So here, he would give you the floor. When it was your turn to read, it's your turn. Heaven forbid someone else cut you off or speak when they are not called to speak. He would give you one warning. And if you violated that warning, he just went right into action. So, Mr. So-and-so, he called us by our last name. So it was my maiden name, Miss.
Are you
going to
do the voice you do for me when you, you do this story?
I don't know. Miss Blanton or Mr. Molino, right? So he would point on you, and you know, boys are so dumb. Like, when they're in junior high, especially, they want to push the limits, right? And I was here for it, because when Mr. So-and-so would get on 10, I mean, he would get on 10. Mm-hmm. He'd call your name, and if somebody else be, Mr. So-and-so, did I call on you? And
there
the
you
whole
go.
Thing
there
about
it
was, he was always quitting smoking, right? So his lung capacity wasn't there. So he was always taking deep breaths in between words. Mr. So-and-so, did I give you the floor? No, I don't think so. Warning one. And you'd be like, and when he would do that, I would buckle in my seat, but I'm like,
hey, y'all,
we can't afford.
I wish you could see her hands going. She got the pointer fingers going and the actions, and she's
getting
it.
They can feel it. They can feel it, okay?
Mr. So-and-so.
Yes, but you're almost Al Pacino when you do it.
Oh, am I? Sorry about that.
Yeah, you just got to make it sound a little bit older, right?
Oh,
so anyway, okay. So and if somebody interrupted, oh my God, Mr. Molino, stand up right now. And some people would give him like, I'm not standing up, da 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 da. He will walk over and turn that desk over with you in it or with you or without you.
With or without you.
I mean, I'm sure it never happened to me, but yeah. I'm sure there is nothing more embarrassing than having a teacher take your desk, because back in the day the desks were attached to the seats, right? Dump all your books from inside that desk onto the floor. and it didn't happen to me. So it was hilarious.
He would have been sadly mistaken. He would have done that and no books would have been there for me. I would have been like, I left them. Like, I was not even trying to bring my books to school. Not until like high school.
Oh my God.
Then I'm like, oh man, I got to get serious here.
Yeah. High school was weird, man.
Well, that's when we met.
Yeah, we met towards the end of my high school stint. Man, that was... Yeah. High school is so weird.
It was
Isn't
weird.
It funny how, like, when you begin high school and you're a freshman, how much older the seniors feel and, like, how much older they seem? You know what I mean? It's, like, only 4 years difference, but they look like
I worked giants. My whole time. Well, in fact, when we met, it was just me, and then you and your mama were the only people at my high school graduation.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah. My dad couldn't meet
then I went to
he
work
was
after.
Working
yeah.
and stuff. But no, when I met you, you were a kid with basically a full-time job, 5 hours short of 40 hours a week. Yeah. Like, so, yeah. It was just such a weird time. Yeah. Interesting.
Now, the funny thing about that teacher is he was quitting smoking but doing everything against quitting smoking. Like, he did, in you know,
because when you're quitting an addiction, the point is to do like as much of that addiction as possible, right?
So, legal disclosure, that is not true.
Legal disclosure, please do not take what I'm saying as serious. This is all just like crap, okay? So don't go out and be like, oh, I'm struggling with cookies. And then, but Ryan said, so I'm going to go eat like, you know, 2 bags of Oreos, which I'm pretty sure I probably could.
And I have.
Not a good idea.
And it wasn't.
But totally doable, right?
It is, unfortunately, too doable. And then they come out with these stupid Thins.
Oh, wait. Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? Isn't it funny how, like,
yes.
you and I...
Wait, there's a... I just figure if I say yes...
No,
it's like I'm an X-Men.
No, you're not an X-Men character. You can't read my mind. All right, what am I thinking?
Shut up, Alan.
Ooh! No, I wasn't thinking that.
Oh.
But listen, isn't it funny how, like, we can complete each other's meals? Because, like, honestly, when I eat Oreos, I don't even want to eat the cream.
Yeah.
But you, on the other hand, are like, yeah, give me double stuff. So what I'll do, and people are going to probably, like, be like, what is wrong with you? I know.
Since we got together, it's been like this with everything we eat.
Yeah, like, I'll sit up there, and I will scrape the cream, whatever. What is that? It doesn't even taste like anything. It's just sugar.
That's all it is.
Scrape that out and get right to the point. I want the chocolate cookies, and I'll just give you that cream patty. That's just disgusting. It's just sugar.
But we do that with pizza, too. She'll rip off all the toppings, and I'll come in with my buffalo dip and my and take
and
the
then
bread
eat
away.
The crust.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we're it like, worked great when we were broke and could only afford one pizza.
Remember when we were broke as kids?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, oh, just homework and working our butts off and doing adult stuff and paying for this and paying for that. Not much has changed, except now we can afford stuff.
And my knees hurt.
And your knee hurts. So now we can afford stuff,
and
now your knee hurts.
Not all the time. I'm still young. Like, I'm vibrant.
Well. You can just see the
Mrs. Molyneux.
Did I do it? Like Al Pacino. No.
Did I not do it? I thought I nailed him.
No.
That wasn't a good impression?
No, you had to be there.
I know. I'm sorry. I missed out on your childhood. My bad.
It's all your fault, Alan Molyneux. Jeez Louise. Okay, let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we will come back with, this past week.
What a week.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
so much to talk about, and that's why we're getting back with you so late, is there was just so much.
Yes, there's a couple episodes that have not been released, and it's just, we're contemplating those. But yeah, so we'll be back.
All right, so we are mainly a weekly podcast, as some of you do know. But sometimes things go down in our world in a blink of an eye, and we feel that we just got to share with you before it's too late. We feel like it's the right thing to do. So now we have two methods for you to keep in the loop with us. Are you ready? Right now, pick up your cell phone and text the code EZUWZ89617. And you're going to want to go ahead and text that over to 474747. That's Edward Zebra Umbrella, Walrus Zebra, 89617. And you're going to text that over to 474747. Or you can just go to our web page and sign up for alerts. We don't mind doing the work for you.
I seriously cannot get any more practical as a human. Don't get me wrong. Some days I'd love nothing more than to throw on some heels, get the flat iron, beat my face up with a contour. However, when you're a wife, mom, student, and work full-time, putting on mascara becomes an ambitious task, trust me. Because of this, I consider meditation and yoga to be a necessity. Now, I'm not the best yogi. My tree pose is more like a weeping willow. But nonetheless, it's my me time. Have you ever thought what your me time may be? Well, if you haven't a clue, or you would like to try something new, that rhyme, right? Head on over to yogaoutlet.com to get everything you need, not only for yoga, but also for meditation, bath and body, aromatherapy, and so much more. And as always, if you want a discount, make sure to put in our keyword in the web address. That is www.yogaoutlet.com /NEAUX. They'll take care of you. All right, so we are back. And, Alan.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What does a feminist look like?
What do they look like?
Yep.
Anyone?
That is a very good question, or good answer. You know okay. why? Because I ask you that, and today is 2018, mm-hmm. and you say it looks like anyone, which right. is absolutely true. However, if you were to ask someone from our parents' generation, they would have a completely...
Murphy Brown. They would say it looks like Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown is awesome.
I love Murphy.
Yeah, she's awesome. She don't take nobody's stuff.
I loved her character in that new movie.
But listen. Mm-hmm. Linda, listen.
Look, sorry.
Look, yeah. Linda, listen. So, I always speak meme, don't I?
Yeah.
So, if you were to ask someone from our parents' generation, they would have an entirely different perspective or an idea of what a feminist looks like. Like, to them, they grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, right?
Yeah.
And they grew up during the when people were actually starting to take their voices back, make a stance. They were going through the Black Panther movement. They yeah. were going through the flower child phase. They were going through love and mm-hmm. and so many other things.
Women
rock
were
and roll
still fighting for the right
women
to vote.
Women were burning bras. But yeah. see, the idea of feminism was that not so much... I think it went from the idea of empowerment to somewhat of an aggressive
like
tone.
A fanatic.
Yes, and it was always a more than eccentric, but to them, a feminist was like, I choose to never shave my armpits,
yeah,
and I'm burning my bras, and
extremist,
F you, and da 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 da, yeah. and for whatever reason, they feel like. You know, that's the spinster, like the woman with like 10 cats, right?
Let me just say something. Like, so there's been feminists. Amelia Earhart is a feminist. Mm-hmm. And so...
You know who's a feminist?
Who?
Nick Offerman. You know
I
who
love
that
guy.
Is? Yes.
Heck yes, I do. Mr. Bacon himself.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Like, I'm not taking anybody's crap. I know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he in real life, him and his wife, Megan Mulani.
Either way, they're a funny, hilarious couple.
I love them together.
Yeah.
They're feminists. So the bottom line is, like, I think just when you think women have come a long way and we've made some strides, because yes, in 2018, we know that feminism... A feminist comes in different forms. Men and women. This is what's sad. The definition of feminist is a person who believes in equal rights for both sexes. Isn't that strange? Because the thing is, shouldn't that...
Is that what it really is?
Yes!
I've never, yeah.
I'm honestly, look it up. So that is what a feminist by definition is.
Just want equality.
Right. Mm. But
go
why?
Figure.
Yeah. But why is that? Why is feminism? We do want equality for both sexes, right? But not many people think that, right? So it's like, and the thing is I know equality looks different. I know your strengths may be my weaknesses and vice versa, right?
Okay.
I know I cannot outrun you. I am a fast chick. And I know that I cannot... What's something that you can do that I can't? I know that I can't, you know, body slam... Well, maybe I could. But I know I can't go out and chop a tree down or something. You know what I mean?
Sure.
There's just... And then I'm not just talking about physical things. There's just certain things that you can do that I can't. And that's with anybody. And so... Yeah. I'm not saying, you know, sign me up
as
for
humans, we have our limitations.
Yeah.
Right.
But the whole thing about it is that, so our parents, when they hear the term feminist, they think, you know, someone who may be a spinster, 10 cats in a house, and doesn't shave their armpits. And if that's you, more power to you.
To be honest,
that does not define what a feminist is, right?
They believe that because of the propaganda the government was throwing at them back. You know what I mean?
Now, that sounds like a conspiracy.
No, because if you think about it, back when our parents were coming up, there was no social media.
True.
You could not hear everyone's voice at once. The government controlled how you were being fed that information.
Okay.
So there was, you know, yes, finally there was, you know, we made it through a little bit, and there's still a fight to be had.
Oh.
A big fight to be had, obviously.
Ooh, honey bunny. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, this past week has been, I don't know if I can say it's been a gut check, because I've been jaded over the world for some time now. Like, just when you feel like you have some hope for humanity, they come around and say, you thought too highly of me. Think again.
Yeah.
Because now we have Kavanaugh. Honey.
That was a stressful week. I'm big into government. I'm big into law. I'm big into... Yeah. And I'm a feminist.
It's disgusting. Yeah. Alan, how difficult is it, okay, to go to school, go to work, keep your pants on? You remember that song by Yo Gabba Gabba? Keep your hands to
yourself. Oh, yeah, or Don't Bite Your Friends.
Don't bite your friends.
But the
song, Keep Your Hands to Yourself, I mean, that's basics, okay?
You would think. So it should apply to your other appendages.
Yes.
You know?
Do not touch other people's body, you know, mm-hmm. when they don't. And so now you have, like, this dude, he came out, first of all, they did a side-by-side, okay, of Dr. Ford and Kavanaugh. And how each of them responded to questions. Dr. Ford responded to
every single question
that was given to her.
Right.
Kavanaugh, on the other hand, only answered a select few. He dodged. He did a politician move. And as a judge, you want to be as transparent as possible, especially when you are the one being questioned. He was so rude. Disrespectful, just indignant. And then you had Lindsey Graham. What was that? This sycophant of a troll sat there and just, I mean, he was just as sassy as he wanted to be and so rude. It was like, keep your sassiness to yourself and contain yourself, man. What are you doing? So what he?
Yeah,
it was such a boys' club. Obviously a boys' club.
And government has been for years. It needs to change. But
the
one thing that disappointed me the most, and in my heart of hearts, I do believe Ford all the way. It's just too descriptive. And then with all the other victims that came forward, and everything just added up in against him.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I do not agree with and sickened me to my core was the scope of the it's not even an investigation.
Oh,
it's
no.
The scope of the background check that the president told the FBI they could have. And so the FBI, they only can carry out their orders. If they say you cannot investigate this, if you find it out, they gotta stop.
And this is what I think a lot of people were overlooking as well. The attorney that was representing Dr. Ford is the same attorney that is representing Stormy Daniels.
I don't know if he is. I thought Avenatti is the one. Avenatti is not representing Ford. He's representing
the other. Right.
Yeah, one that came out later on.
This whole issue to Trump is now personal because one of the accusers who is accusing Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her shares the same attorney as Stormy Daniels, who is obviously suing Trump for being an idiot.
So he has a schema. He already has a schema.
He already has intent to just shut this down. He's taking it personal. And, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. I think I'm starting to think that men are a little too emotional for these positions. You know, I'm starting to think.
When he went off, when Graham went off, and then when Kavanaugh had his tantrum.
He sat there and sounded like the supervisor from that show, Superstore.
But if you ask him, he looks and sounds like him. But if you ask them who throws a tantrum, they'll say Kaepernick. Who I haven't actually heard come out and throw a tantrum.
Oh, no. They said he was disrespectful. Yeah. But they say that women are too emotional. We're too emotional of a creature.
Mm.
Excuse me? I'll admit I can be extra. But when it's time to be professional down to business, honey, you're going to see another side of me. Mm-hmm. But this dude right here, they called it a job interview. Him being questioned. He snapped. One of the people that was asking him a question said, do you ever, and this is, I'm loosely quoting, did you ever black out? He said, this fool said, I don't know, did you ever black out? And she said, I'm sorry. Can you just answer the question?
And
no, I haven't blacked out.
I feel
like... Oh, you haven't blacked out? Well, neither have I. And then he sat back all proud of himself.
But here's the thing. I feel so stupid. I learned so much nasty, dirty, naughty stuff from this hearing. I didn't know what boofing was.
I didn't either.
No, I had no clue.
No?
In fact, thank you, CNN, for helping us through that process.
And I'm not going to go too much into this, but why? Why would you do that?
But here's the sad part. I learned this from our government.
Yeah.
I learned this from someone who's going to tell women what they can and cannot do with their
our
bodies.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's disgusting. And so I'm just like, you know what, Alan? This is now The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, man. Remember we started watching that.
It was too much. Yeah. It was way too much because I was like, oh, man, this is hitting home.
I'm not big into watching anything where you have, like, indentured servants. It makes my skin crawl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, but in this, it's like, yeah, it's not so dramatic, but it is also more disgusting than it really should be.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just when you thought we were growing as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm jaded, so I'm just like, yeah, you know, everyone's like, oh, we're gonna make a change and da 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 da. Do you see who's in office? Yeah. Anything can happen. If he can become president, anything. You want to be a unicorn? Be a unicorn.
And the thing is, we're not going to fix this by just throwing more women into politics. As the Republican Party can tell, women don't always err on the side of feminists.
Oh, my gosh. Like, exactly. So, remember when Hillary was running?
Yeah.
They asked this one woman a question, not even relating to the gender of the candidates, right? They just said, you know, who are you voting for? She said, I'm voting for Trump. Okay, why are you voting for Trump? Because women, this is a woman speaking.
Mm-hmm.
She said, because we women, we can't handle positions of power.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself, honey. She said, he's a businessman. Businessmen don't lie. What?
Right.
Like, businessmen don't lie?
Have you not seen the last 3 years of, you know, the Me Too movement and... Businessmen are apparently the most raunch dudes around, and apparently most of them are newscasters and media.
Oh, newscasters. Let's visit Matt Lauer. This dude was so diabolical. Now, naive me, okay, when they said he had a button to automatically lock the doors, I was thinking, oh my gosh, how pretentious can you be? Can't you just get up from your desk and lock the door?
Right.
His intent was something entirely different. His intent was to have females, his prey, come into his office. Mm. And if they tried to leave, he would just press this button so they wouldn't leave the office? That's disgusting. That's like something you see in a suspense movie, right?
Right.
That's disgusting. And then here's my question. When he like
50 Shades of Hell, no.
Oh, huh. Like, okay. Here's my question though. So, what's the chain of command in requesting something like that? Do you go to HR or do you just bypass HR and just go right to the head of maintenance and say, look here,
if it's I don't think HR even until something negative happens, HR is not in the loop. That's facilities management.
This request had to pass through several hands.
Honestly, you wouldn't be surprised. The higher up you go, the less restrictions you have and the less that people question you.
Oh, I question. You know, I don't care what your title is. If it don't sound right to me,
yeah,
I'm questioning.
You know what made me laugh out loud?
What's that?
Trump had the nerve to say, this is a sad day for young men in America because now they have to be afraid of being falsely accused. And here's the thing. I've been in leadership pretty much since we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
And not once have I been falsely accused for anything, mm-hmm. nor am I afraid of being falsely accused.
Right.
And right now, you know, and I've pretty much had female staff the most of my career.
Yeah.
And so if you are putting them in situations where they have to, where they have to
say it,
accuse you, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's you.
Yeah. No, but
you know, maybe you're the dirty one.
Right. Here's the big takeaway from this. How did we villainize the victims?
I saw that too much.
How do we villainize these victims?
It's been happening for a very long time.
It's always been like that. All back since in the Jesus. Day. Yes. And
even before.
Yes. Over in the Middle East, some countries in the Middle East, they're just now allowing women to drive cars.
Right.
OMG.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And...
But some feminists over there get stoned to death.
Yeah.
So you talk about villainizing the victims.
For the husbands. I really want you to read that book, Alan.
Well, we talked about it.
A Thousand Splendid Sons. No, but read it. You guys, seriously... If you ever want to be appreciative of what you have today, I want you to please download or buy the book, A Thousand Splendid Sons. Me and my girls have a book club, and the book club is awesomely called Mom Has a Drinking Problem, and by the way, I'm Mom Book Club. And we read this book, and it is, and by the way, I don't have a drinking problem, but it was funny to us. This book is amazing if you ever want to appreciate what you have today. And I highly recommend it for today, especially after this Kavanaugh crap. It will...
I might have a drinking problem after this, before Trump's out of office.
Yes.
I might develop one.
Honey.
On purpose.
You're so... on purpose.
Ugh.
You're so even-keeled. You can't know. So, anywho, if you want to be energized, read that book. You're gonna be so angry and so emboldened to be like, you know what, screw this. This is for everybody, not just for females, but dudes as well. And I just want to, how do we get through this? How do we move past this? Right? Me, it didn't really hit me so hard because I already anticipated that people we're not at the level our society should be.
But why aren't we?
Because this has been like this since the beginning of time.
Okay. How do we change
it? There will always be a-holes. Like, listen, okay? There will always be jerks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the key is to constantly evolve, to constantly educate ourselves on how we individually, in our own community, in our own societies, can be that much better next time. So when you have an old dog, you can't teach it new tricks, right? We can't go into Congress and change their minds. What we have to do is set ourselves up. And I don't care if you're conservative. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat,
I'm all for a three-party system all the way. I think that independents need to rise up.
Right. But whoever you are, no matter the Democratic Party, the goal should be to put people in positions of power so that you can actually make a difference. You can't keep putting the same type of people in with the same thought process, or even the ladies who join Congress who just want to be a part of the boys club, because there are females like that too. No, sweet peas, men and women, you cannot, there is no, Lindsey Graham with this boys club thing, he got on my nerves. It looked like a little troll up there. You can't, if we have the same people in there with the same agenda, you have no diversity.
Right.
So you just, that diversity doesn't just mean, you know, race. It just means people from all different walks of life.
Poor, rich.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit older, younger.
Right, because we don't want a socialistic government. We want someone in there who believes in humanity and actually progressing, who is all about change, because we can't evolve without change. And for whatever reason, all these old white men in office, they want things to be the same.
And here's the thing. A lot of people sit up here and just say, oh, the Republicans, Republicans. And the truth is, over time, if you really look at it, the viewpoints of Democrats and Republicans have shifted constantly.
Yep.
So what the Republicans believe now could have been what the Democrats or the Whig Party believed in the past.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's just, so you can't even look at it. We just need to grow up.
Yeah.
We need to, you can't even, you know, it's not even that we have to man up. We just have to be good human beings.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. Just keep moving on and laugh as much as you can, especially in this climate. Take things seriously, but don't take offense. Just keep your head straight, put the blinders on like a racehorse. Get a goal to make a difference in your community, in someone else's life, and it's amazing. It goes beyond just helping your neighbor. It makes a difference. It impacts others' lives.
And if you're someone with the means and honestly have a good heart, you want to make a good change, then run for office at any level.
Please do, because I already know, honey, if I run for office, I'm already gonna be like pegged as, you know, oh, she's so opinionated, when really I'm as mild as can be compared to some of these jerks.
Here's the thing. I would run for office. Problem is, I'm so honest that I would probably lose the election because I tell the truth. I would tell them, what you're asking of us is not possible within my term limit. It's to be honest, people don't want to hear that all the time. So you gotta, but I want that to change.
Yeah.
I will vote for the most honest individual, even if I don't care the party. I don't. But if I believe in what they believe in and they're doing good things and they're going to change things, I'll vote for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, honey. Yeah. And these days, oh my goodness, let's just raise our kids up, this next generation. Yeah. Ooh, 'cause you know what? Honestly, this generation now that's in like high school and college, they're a lost cause. We got to look at the kids right now that are in elementary school, you know?
Here's the thing. The only reason that I would agree with that at all is because we teach them
college level. They bless their hearts, but these honey bunnies don't know how to write cursive. These little sillies don't. They're just, my gosh. They honestly want to look like an Instagram filter. Meanwhile, I can sit down and talk to my daughter's, you know, classmates, and they will give me some insight. They will sit up here and tell me what's wrong with politicians and what we can do to change. And they make sense. I mean, these kids. Okay, so our daughter had a little project, and the teacher said, all right, she gave them full autonomy and said, you guys can create, you know, whatever you want. Just prove this one point. And the majority of these, like, they came up with PowerPoints and diagrams on their own. And some kids wrote essays, and some kids, these are 9 year olds who gave me detailed reports, more detailed than some of my coworkers. Oh my gosh. And I'm just like beyond, I have hope for them. I want to say that these high schoolers need to catch up to these little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My money is on the younger ones. What about you?
You know, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that note, make sure that you please pass some positivity around, because we're in for a whirlwind here.
Yeah. To stop judging people based on party lines and judge them on their actions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you're a Democrat and you're a nasty dude doing nasty things to people, I'm sorry, but you deserve whatever you get.
I mean, just keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, but, you know, Republican, Democrat.
Like, when I go around people, when I go to the store, I don't think, I like what I see. I'm going to grab. That doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, I'm not a pervert. So, it's just that easy. What about you? Can you just go to work and keep your hands to yourself?
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I've done my whole life.
It's not that difficult.
That's like the most fundamental rule we learn in, what, kindergarten?
Babe, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anywho. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to our rants. We really appreciate your time.
And what we would like from you is, if you're in a situation where someone is using their power against you and holding you down or making you do things you don't want to do or feeling weird, make a stand.
And I know it's hard because we've seen what happens to people who actually stand up for themselves. But if you think about it, the more people that come out, the more it becomes an epidemic. Because right now we have some people out there that are villainizing the victims. And somehow these men are getting, women too, these people are getting a pass for being so aggressive and touching up people in an unwanted way. And we're supposed to believe that that's excusable. It's not.
Right.
So if someone is abusing you, we need to make sure that it's heard. More people are being victimized, assaulted, than there are people being accused of it. Just think about that. It's more of an epidemic for someone to be assaulted, to be raped. I mean, even as a female, when you go on a first date, your thought isn't, your main concern isn't, oh my gosh, I hope he likes what I'm wearing. It's, oh my gosh, I hope this guy isn't a serial killer. And then while on the other hand, the guy is usually thinking, oh my gosh, I hope she looks like her profile picture. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's true.
Right.
You know? So that in and of itself is evidence that there are more people being assaulted than there are people being falsely accused. And if you're out there abusing someone, a child, a man, a woman, whatever.
We're coming for you.
Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about it, but God help you. Anywho, thank you so much for listening. I will take my mama lion mask off. I'm now me. Thank you so much again for listening to my rant. Anything you want to add on?
No, I think we did well.
All right. Bye.
Bye.